Proclamation number 7692 of 5th of September, 1960. Realization is proof of return. You are on the path of return to me when the light of realization is kindled in you. When you no longer go through earthly life ignorantly, when you have already absorbed a small measure of truth and can also understand it. For no light can be kindled in you if love is not in you. And you have already entered into the bond with me if you live in love. Without love you cannot be introduced to the knowledge of pure truth. And thus you cannot speak of the return to me without love either. But when you start to become enlightened, when you learn to understand the correlations and now also recognize the meaning of your earthly life, then you will no longer be in opposition to me either. Otherwise you would be in darkness, otherwise you would only be preoccupied by the world, but your thoughts would never dwell in other spheres where it is light and you can receive knowledge which makes you happy. And this knowledge emanates from me. Hence, if you possess spiritual knowledge, however small, then you have received it from me myself, and this also means that you have turned to me and opened your hearts to me, into which I can now let spiritual gifts flow which enlighten your hearts. A person who still resists me also closes himself off to my illumination of love, and he will be without all realization because he became blind in spirit due to his apostasy from me, because he left the light and fell into darkness. And it cannot become bright in him until he consciously turns to me again and requests light from me. And for so long he is completely without knowledge of his origin, of his destiny, of the meaning and purpose of his earthly life and his aim. Yet in earthly life he shall regain this knowledge, he shall increase in realization, it shall become light in him again, as it was in the beginning. He shall experience the truth, a knowledge which originated from me myself and which will also make him happy because it is simultaneously proof that he is on the path back to me, that he is no longer opposed to me, that he has sought and found me and that I was therefore able to let light shine into him. A person who is hostile towards me or who completely denies me will never possess the knowledge of the pure truth. He shuts himself off from my illumination and it cannot become bright in him but he remains in spiritual darkness as long as he stays away from me. And for as long as he does he also still belongs to the adversary. And therefore every person can consider himself fortunate who has gained knowledge, who has received enlightenment and can believe, for he is already in union with me or my light would not have been able to shine into him. And such a person will always live a life on earth according to my will. Love will determine all thoughts, speeches and actions, and through love he will establish the bond with me. Thus he will also have found the approach to me, and this will become ever closer the more the light of knowledge shines through him, for this knowledge, which corresponds to truth, will also increase his love for me and his neighbor, it will let him become humble and he will hand himself over to me and appeal to me for stronger light, for grace and for my mercy. For through knowledge he now recognizes himself. He knows about his past sin, about his apostasy from me and about his task to return to me again, and he now consciously pursues this task. He consciously strives for union with me, his God and Father of eternity, for he gains ever more knowledge and his love becomes ever greater. The light shines ever brighter and certainly also shows him the path to me, back into the Father's house, back to his Father, whom he once voluntarily left. Amen.